Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And baby
Tone. That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. Why?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Saya.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Raldi, how you doing today, Pa?
How we doing? How we doing?
Good, 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 good. Mitt, how you doing today, Pa?
Hey, doing great, Tony. 1-0 in the association last night.
That's good accent.
That's been stuck in my head all Canadian day.
Let's roll through things.
Not fucking doing it again.
Real fucking quick. Since we last talked to you yesterday, Richmond beat Iowa.
Spiders.
Motherfucker.
Jobs, you knew it. You said it. Spiders are hot.
Been good all year.
Gonzaga came back and did not cover, almost covered, did not cover against Georgia State. North Carolina blew out Marquette. New Mexico State over UConn. St. Peter's in overtime. The pup did not go to die in overtime.
Second year in a row, the team I had, doing it first game. See you later.
Okay.
It's a good run.
Good run.
Bracket busted, dude.
St. Mary's is hot. They stay hot. IU travel schedule, blah, everything. They could not miss it.
Dead.
Good. Update on what's happening right now. I have Jacksonville State plus the 16. It is currently 66-50, so it's a close ball game for me.
Yep.
Creighton over San Diego State.
That was horseshit.
That was
fucking bullshit, dude.
That was.
That might be the worst beat I've ever had in my life. That game was over 15 times.
It was.
15 times, at least.
It was.
Vermont. Creighton won't go away. They won't. They're bane of my existence right now.
Well, we got another chance tomorrow. Vermont covers against Arkansas.
There's another one that I mean. Jesus, dude.
And
those two losses are bullshit.
UCLA pulled it out against Akron. I wanted Akron. I had Akron money line and the points, but
UCLA battle tested.
And then Murray State in overtime. Needed that one.
Yeah, they tried to lose that one.
And did anybody watch Kansas and Texas Southern?
I actually did.
In the entire nation. I know it was a bloodbath.
I actually got forced to watch that. They beat the shit out of them.
Today, Ohio State went in cover. Congrats to you, pal.
Yeah, this has got to be the turning point. Things got to turn around.
The second game is going on right now. Auburn is up by 14 versus Jacksonville State.
Bruce.
This one's going to come down the line.
Yeah.
Texas Tech is up by a fuck ton on... you went to college in Montana State? Is that why you took them, Mitt?
No, because my mom went to college there. And they've been winning me money, Tony. They've been super hot as of late, and they're shitting the bed.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or false, so I can't.
They have been covering. They have been covering.
Purdue is up by 10 on Yale.
I have a flyer on Yale money line right now, and it is not coming home.
Okay. We got a game tipping Delaware and Villanova at 258. I don't think we have anything on that.
No.
Miami and USC at 310. I stayed away. I think you're on USC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. USC go on a run like last year, I think. I think. Come on.
I got to bet that game. I'm going with you. Let's go.
Let's go.
Which one? You're on USC?
Yeah, I'm going to go with USC. Let's go.
Oh, by the way, right now, PMS, Feel Good Friday. Madness, school! Predict the next upset. I put Virginia Tech, which is at 4:30 to be the next upset. Pal, you and I are both on Virginia Tech, correct?
Yes, that is... both teams that the public was heavy on have lost so far. My only concern there.
For Virginia Tech.
Yeah. South Dakota State, everybody loved. Dead.
Is your next upset Miami then for the PMS Feel Good Friday Madness?
Miami.
Miami.
I'm on USC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's on me. That's on me. My bad. I added today. I don't know if I feel good about it or not. Because Bama is Jekyll.
I ain't fucking dancing with the Alabama devil.
Bama man. Is Jekyll and Hyde.
I'm so over that.
They could beat anybody. They could lose to anybody.
But I feel the same way about LSU.
So I took Notre Dame plus the 4.
I'll tell you, this is going to go either two ways.
Bama by blowout.
Bama by 20 or Notre Dame outright.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any in between.
I agree.
And I ain't fucking touching
it. I am. Fuck it. Nuga. And Illinois, staying away?
Yeah.
Cal State, Fullerton, and Duke. You and I are staying away. I think Mitt might be on Duke because he's a high boy.
He loves Duke.
Yeah, I mean, Duke's got to cover the 19 here.
19. You and I are both on LSU versus Iowa State.
3.5, thank you very much.
Arizona and Wright State. Anything? You taking anything there? It's a new one.
What's that at?
21.5.
I like that away. Wright State team.
Yeah.
Yeah. No thanks.
Davidson, or sorry, UAB in Houston. UAB is a popular pick.
Yeah, I got them +8.5.
Okay. Davidson and Michigan State. It's basically a pick 'em. I'm staying away.
I got Michigan State.
You and I are both on Colgate +8.
Yeah.
And then TCU Seton Hall. Good luck with that one.
I got Seton Hall.
Night capper.
Come on. You got it. Hey, it's Friday night. You got to be at the late game.
Jacksonville State down 14. Texas Tech is up by 28. Purdue is up by 8.
Don't let Texas. If Texas Tech gets hot, they could win this whole fucking thing.
I 1,000%.
They go. They get hot. They go.
Agree with you.
They go.
Do you want to do tomorrow?
Yeah, I got tomorrow. I don't have any reasoning. I just kind of fucking.
That's fine.
After yesterday, I kind of just. PCs together.
Our first game. Why are these all fucking mixed up, dude? What are we doing? What the fuck are we doing here? Saturday. What's the first game tomorrow?
Baylor.
12:10 Baylor UNC.
Yeah.
My notes are on my computer. My computer's currently being used to watch these games, so we're just going to have to wing it. If I remember correctly from my looking at the stats and trends and everything, UNC's hot.
Yep.
Nah. They're pretty. I mean, they played well down the stretch.
Yeah.
Baylor, easy work yesterday.
Yeah.
Baylor had the statistical advantages. I'm staying away. The line is 5.5.
Starting to feel like this could be a Baylor fuck you tour.
Okay.
To a lot of people who've doubted them.
Okay.
I will lay the 5, my friends.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Baylor here.
Okay. 240, Creighton and Kansas, 11.5.
That's
Creighton,
too much.
Creighton,
I'm not doing it.
Creighton's dealing with injuries. Obviously, the big dude who I did whatever to his knee. I don't even know how it got hurt. I'm staying away. It's too much. Are you taking Kansas?
I want to. I think Creighton's got to run out of gas at some point, but I feel like I've been saying that for 3 fucking weeks.
Fuck it, I'm taking Kansas. I watched them play last night. That Ochai dude is so fucking good.
Who in your family went there?
His girlfriend. Nobody.
Okay, so you're taking Kansas, man.
I'm taking Kansas.
You love laying the big one.
Oh man, I want to.
I mean, they.
It was 9.5 last night, 11.5. It's, jeez.
I think it's because of the injury news and stuff like that.
They might run him out of the gym.
Could.
I'll put my feet up on that one.
Okay.
Fuck it.
So that was the 240. The next game after that is the 515. I will be playing this one.
Yeah.
I got a 5.5. Tennessee and Michigan. Tennessee's hot.
Yeah.
Tennessee is fucking hot and then 2 squirrels fucking in a laboratory.
No.
Now, do I love fucking Rick Barnes and his record? No.
Doesn't matter.
But, I mean, Juwan Howard and his record, is that any better? I'll be laying the 5.5 with Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm with
They're
you.
They're hot. They are fucking scorching hot.
I'm with you.
You're with me?
Yeah, fuck it. I'll go against Michigan until this tournament, until they're out of the tournament.
I don't hate it.
Fuck it.
The 6-10, Richmond and Providence.
Oh, my boys. This is a tough one.
This is where
This is going against your two fucking picking between your two kids.
This is where a 24-4 Providence team, and you're going to give me -140 on the money line with them. Give me Providence money line.
Yeah,
Spiders have been playing a lot of highly emotional games.
I mean, these Spiders
draining games.
Providence looked good too. They first did. Game. Maybe that getting smacked by Creighton woke them up, or was that Nova they got smacked by?
It was in the conference tournament.
Yeah, I think it was Nova. I'll go Friars money line, please.
Okay. We're together on that one and Tennessee.
Yeah. I'm definitely hopping on that.
Had a baby.
Make a fucking layup.
Oh no.
It's gonna come down to it.
Jeez.
Oh, goodness.
Brick.
Son of a bitch.
Another one.
I can't see anything
For those of you tuning in, I got Jacksonville State +15.5, 16, got it at both. They are down by 15. Right. Get a fucking board.
Oh, these boys are
They're down by 15 right now. 4 minutes left against Auburn.
Have a rebound. Is there
Purdue's up 11.
Is there a St. Peter's Murray State line yet?
Texas Tech is up by 30. I don't know. Oh, yeah, because I took it. Wait, when is that? Saturday or Sunday?
Tomorrow, 7:45.
No, there wasn't earlier, so I didn't take
it. Yeah, there isn't. I got nothing yet either.
Or did I take it?
They're trying to figure out if what's his name's out.
I'm going to have to look at my notes for a second.
They don't know if what's his name's out for Murray State.
I'm
holding that one.
Let me see here, because I had notes on all the fucking games. St. Peter's. It was 8 earlier.
8?
Yeah, so I'm
holy shit.
I'm staying away.
It's 9?
Is it 9 now?
I ain't laying 9 with fucking Murray State. Jeez.
Whew. Can we get a fucking rebound? Jesus Christ.
6 straight.
All right. So we did UNC Baylor, we did Creighton and Kansas, Michigan and Tennessee. We are on Tennessee. Providence money line for me and you, or
Yeah.
Next game, St. Mary's and UCLA. UCLA is -3.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ride with the Gales here.
I'll go against you. This game's a little early for the Pac-12.
It is.
But
for both of them.
I'll take UCLA money line.
St. Mary's is +3 for me.
Yeah.
St. Peter's and Murray State. I saw it at 8 earlier. You're saying it's at 9 now?
Yeah, I'm good. No, thank you.
Yeah, fuck this.
That's too much.
Obviously, I love Murray State because I got them going to the Final Four, but
not at 9.
New Mexico State and Arkansas. I wanted to pull the trigger real bad on New Mexico State here. I don't love the matchup here. I'm staying away.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Here's the
last one of the night.
Here's the one.
Memphis and Gonzaga. It was a 10.5 earlier. Is it still a 10.5? 10's a lot of points. 10.5's a lot of points.
Yep.
You and I are both, I assume, taking the 10.5.
Give me Memphis +10.5, and I will also sprinkle Memphis moneyline +480.
Ooh!
Thank you very much.
Go! I'm going Memphis moneyline.
Well, hell yeah.
I fucking love Penny.
Okay.
Here we go.
So that's what we're on tomorrow. I am on tomorrow. Tennessee -5.5. Providence money line. St. Mary's +3. Memphis +10.5.
Baylor -5.5. Tennessee -5. Providence money line. UCLA money line. Memphis +10.5.
Okay. Let's go. I got Providence. I'm hopping on Providence with you guys. Kansas -11.5, and then Memphis money line.
Okay.
That baby knit.
All right.
Here we go.
So that's what we got going on right now. Let's go to the ice.
Let's go to the ice.
How's the slate tonight? Haven't looked at it, to be honest with you.
Stinks.
Fuck.
Stinks. Stinky slate. Big slate. Small slate. 4 games. 3 games. 1 game. 6 games.
6.
12 games.
We got 6.
6 games.
Six games.
So you're saying last night didn't go well?
It was shaping up quite nicely. And then Florida, since I went money line and puck line with the Panthers, decided to just blow it to Vegas, even though Eichel got hurt. And then, of course, the Cougars were shut out by Detroit. That one was the one that really hurt. So back to the drawing board. Here we go. Tonight, the Washington Capitals go at it again with the Carolina Hurricanes.
Carolina. Board. This is a tough board.
It is a tough board.
What are you laughing about?
Power.
Huh?
Power. Go ahead, continue.
Both these teams in action last night. Going to be interesting. Carolina on a bit of a schneid here. They've lost 2 in a row. Washington's won 3 in a row. Give me Washington at plus money on the road.
Okay.
Ovechkin needs 2 more goals, and he will tie Gretzky for the most 40-goal seasons in NHL history.
Yikes.
Gretzky did that 12 times, so this would be Ovechkin's 12th as well. Washington +140 money line on the road.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Next one, Philadelphia, Ottawa. This is tough. Probably going to stay away, but just some things to know. Philadelphia +125 on the road. They played last night. Couple last minute goals to overcome the deficit and come back and win. That was huge in Claude Giroux's 1,000th.
Is he still there?
Last game. He is still there. No word yet if he's going to play tonight or not. Flyers, though, have yet to win a road game this calendar year. They're 0-9-2 on the road. Ottawa, in their own right, has lost three straight and eight of their last 10. They're minus 150 at home. Probably just going to stay away from that one.
Okay.
Stay out of the suck fest there. The Bruins
go
to Winnipeg, continuing their road trip.
Swayman?
No Swayman. It'll be Linus Ullmark, we believe. No. Boston. And Patrice Bergeron is also apt. Oh, he went back to Boston. Potential infection.
Ooh. In
I'm going to go with the Jets. 6-2-1 in their past nine, and a bit of a dog here at home. Give me Winnipeg money line. Buffalo, Calgary, staying away. This is another 2.5 spread game.
Sabres 2.5.
And while the Sabres are feisty in Calgary, is a lot to ask for. Yeah. So I'm just going to stay away from that one. Florida, the Panthers, back at it again on the road. Continue their road trip, which has not been kind to them. They go into Anaheim tonight. Anaheim just got done on a road trip.
Okay.
They were 0-5 on said road trip in Chicago, Nashville, New Jersey, and New York. I'm leaning Panthers here. Panthers puck line is plus 110. I'm not going to pick it, though.
Okay.
But I'm leaning.
Okay.
I'm leaning puck line.
Okay.
They need to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake the fuck up.
Wake the fuck up.
And then finally, we close out with another heavily sided game. Colorado on the road. They're minus 300 going into San Jose. San Jose was shut out last night by the Kings. I will take Colorado minus 190 on the 60-minute money line.
Okay.
So officially, Colorado minus 190, 60-minute money line. Washington Capitals plus 140. And Winnipeg Jets minus 106.
Hell yeah.
Line. Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, fucking alley-oop.
Good luck tonight, Nick.
Hey, baby,
thanks,
Nick.
Tony. Gonna need it.
Let's go. Let's go.
So what was St. Peter's? What was that? Oh, my God. It was halfway fucking down.
Oh.
How big of a dogs were they? Can you remember?
St. Pete's?
Mm-hmm.
14? They were plus 17,000 on the money line.
Okay.
That's all I know.
17,000. Oh, that would have been a dagger. Oh, well, that rebound's a dagger. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. He's dead. He's fucking dead.
You saw that one coming.
Oh. He's dead. By God, he's dead! Take his soul, dude. Oh, no.
He also took my soul.
Oh, that is cold.
Do I want to know?
Auburn just fucking took someone's life.
Dunk of the tournament.
They're basically fucking treating this like this last 2 minutes like they're the fucking Globetrotters, dude.
This guy's face.
There's been fucking two oops and a poster in the last fucking three possessions.
Let's go. Auburn's so back. War Eagle, let's go.
What is he, an Auburn fan now?
I'm an everything fan. What
I
do you
can't
mean?
Keep fucking track
of this guy. Kid loves basketball.
Basketball.
Is there NBA on tonight or no?
Yeah, there's fucking NBA on tonight. They're actually is a lot of NBA on tonight. There's like 8 or 9 games.
Are you taking anything?
Yeah, I'm taking a bunch.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Let me pull up.
Fill the cup, Mitt.
Sorry, let me pull it up.
Fucking fill it up, Mitt.
Fill it up, Mitt.
Well, that'll be it. You know what? I started yesterday with a loss on a big fucking dog, too. So
I needed Ohio State to start the day or I would have fucking just. Jeez. I mean, that dumb.
That needs the fall.
Fucking
thank
absurd.
You. Okay, Mick, go ahead.
Let's go. I'll take you to Philly right now. Dallas is going into Philly. I like Philly minus 3.5 here. Joel Embiid. And kind of just seems like a Joel Embiid night. He hasn't really had one in a while. He's still fighting for that MVP conversation. So he's going to put his name in there tonight, I think. Now LeBron Sassoula has not beat Toronto. Oh, what happened? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
LeBron has lost to Toronto in the last 9 meetings. LeBron used to legitimately own the city. Yes, they are playing in Toronto. Used to own the city. I am taking LeBron 30+ and the Lakers to win. I am also taking the money line. The Lakers are due for a win here. I have said this probably the last 10 times they've played a game, but the Lakers are due for a win here.
Let's see if the streak continues. I'll take Toronto first half minus 5.5.
That's the smart side of the bet.
Let's see if the streak continues. If not, Jacksonville State loss.
All right, and we'll go to Atlanta here, Tony. Atlanta's getting plus 5 against the Memphis Grizzlies. They're they're fighting, trying to get a little playoff. Like, they're fighting for playoff position here. Oh, yeah. They're at home. They're plus five. I don't really see a reason why. So I'm taking them plus the 5 points there, Tony. And then the same thing in Cleveland. We got the Denver Nuggets going into Cleveland. Cleveland's getting 3. I'm taking Cleveland with the points there, Tony. And then two unders that stood out to me, actually, Ooh. Tony.
Okay, undies.
The Chicago Bulls Phoenix Suns game. I really want to bet. I cannot pick a side, so I'm going under 231.5 here, Tony. I just thought the over was very, very high. Uh-huh. And then also the under in the Boston Celtics at the Sacramento Kings, 224.5. I kind of expect that game to be a blowout, but I don't want to lay the 9.5. I think Sacramento's offense sucks. So I just don't think there's going to be enough points scored in the total of the game.
Okay.
And that's the NBA from me.
I don't even admit.
Hey.
Okay.
I like that. Like that.
I have gotten super into watching college basketball, actually. So that has been my I did not watch the game last night. There was only one NBA game last
college
night.
College basketball, sweet.
College basketball is so fun to watch right now, actually. I went after work yesterday. I went down just like downtown and started watching the IU game. The first half of the IU game was so much fun. And then they started to get destroyed and it kind of stunk. But
they ran out of gas.
Yeah.
Ran out of gas.
Vibes were there, though. It was awesome. It was really fun.
Vibes. And with the good vibes.
Is there any updated scores we need to do?
What's Montana State at?
Not good. You don't want to know.
Okay, thanks.
They're down by
Yale.
27.
Fucking shit.
Yale's down by 13.
Jesus, dude.
Are we going to get a fucking
Fucking favorites today? Have been dominating.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Favorites have been absolutely dominating this tournament.
Makes you want to lay
tournament.
The points with Kansas.
Does make you want to lay the fucking points with Kansas, doesn't it?
Come on over.
It's got to turn around at some point, maybe. I don't know.
If that gets down to 10.5, mark me down.
Okay.
I will not lay over 11. I refuse.
Footy tomorrow?
Yes, sir. EPL tomorrow. Not much of a slate, EPL.
No.
I'm taking Arsenal, draw no bet at Aston Villa.
Okay.
Expect them to bounce back from getting beat by Liverpool. That happens to just about everybody. It's not their fault. I do love Villa, but I think Arsenal bounces back here. Freiburg, money line at Gruther.
Okay.
I am Gruther.
Gruther's back to their ways. They haven't won in 4. Freiburg, haven't lost in 6. Give me Freiburg.
Obviously.
Valencia, draw no bet at Elche. Valencia haven't lost in 4. Elche's lost 2 of 3.
Not good milk.
I will take Lens on the money line versus Clermont.
Okay.
Lens, struggling a little bit, but they've been good this year. Clermont having 1 in 3.
Okay.
AC Milan, money line at Cagliari. Cagliari lost 2 straight. AC Milan haven't lost in 9.
Hell yeah.
And then the last one for Saturday, Atletico Madrid at plus money at Real Vallecano.
Oh.
Atletico's won 4 straight. Vallecano haven't won in 8. And then Sunday. Oh, geez. A lot of these teams played in midweek. It is a concern there on the road, but I like the numbers they are getting, so I'm just going to fucking ride it. Serie A, Sampdoria, draw no bet at Venezia. Hellas Verona, draw no bet at Empoli. To Ligue 1.
Illegal.
PSG plus money. Money line at Monaco.
Okay.
Got to do it. Monaco's good, but PSG at plus money. Montpellier, draw no bet at Bordeaux. Strasbourg, draw no bet at Lorient. To Bundesliga, I like Leverkusen, draw no bet at Wolfsburg. Dortmund, money line plus money at Cologne. Serie A. Lazio, draw no bet at Roma. Lazio's been playing well. Roma played in midweek.
Okay.
And EPL, Leicester, draw no bet at home versus Brentford. And last one I missed here was in La Liga. It is Villarreal, money line at Cadiz.
How do you feel about Benfica going forward in the Champions League?
Tell you what. What the fuck? Them boys could fucking pull the treble, my friend. I already got one.
How many points are they behind in the table? One.
Might be tied.
To City?
Yeah.
They play each other again?
They got one. It's at City.
When?
Let's see.
Couple weeks.
What's his name went out hurt today, though? Trent,
Gary?
Alexander Arnold. Not great. We are 1 point behind City. It's on. I mean, this thing was dead.
On.
It's dead, but it was dead. Now we're back. Oh, it's FA Cup this weekend. That's why.
Oh, fucking FA Cup.
We got fucking Nottingham Forest.
I hear you, pal.
Fucking Nottingham Forest.
All right. We got anything else?
Sheriff of Nottingham.
Is there a fucking...
Oh, yeah. Is there no UFC?
No.
What?
It's not happening.
No boost?
Nope.
I don't think there's a fight this weekend. I don't know.
You taking Rothstein's college basketball boost? Nova, USC, and Houston all to win?
Why not? His one yesterday almost came through.
I like that, actually.
No, why not?
I'll do it for John.
This one's for John.
This one's for John.
I just absolutely fucking smacked AC Milan.
They're a good squad.
Been a long time, Milan.
Yeah, obviously.
Haven't paid attention to the club in probably 10 years, but I'm back, baby.
There's an NBA odds boost that I actually really like. Luka Doncic, Kevin Durant, and Nikola Jokic. Jeez, that was hard to say. Each to score 25-plus points at plus 200.
Hype boy?
I mean, that's points and it's some pretty hype-ass players.
Right here.
South Carolina's up 44-4 on Howard in...
CBI or...?
The women's tournament.
That tends to happen in that tournament.
Yeah. Good balls.
Not a lot of upsets over there.
No.
Y'all play some fucking great defense.
Hell yeah.
All right. It's good defense. We'll be back Monday to break everything down. We are legally obligated to tweet out our picks for Sunday, huh?
Yeah, you have to.
Have to.
It's have to. Madness, baby.
We'll tweet out our Sunday it's picks. Madness, you have baby. Our Saturday ones.
What the session for Saturday here. The timing's terrible.
Terrible.
Saturday. Should be during the day.
What are we doing?
Daytime session carries on.
I know.
Wait, what time's the games on Saturday?
5:30 and 7:30.
What?
It's a bad session.
What the fuck?
Terrible session.
So unbelievably, for no reason, upset.
Nah, he doesn't live downtown anymore. It doesn't matter.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.